Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because it's the holiday season. And we're going to make a special little trip that we did the last few years. But it's time to tap the brakes, guys. Time to take a big step and just slow things down. And before I get into it, please like the video. Please hit the subscribe button. Join our email list because by tomorrow, you guys are going to get all the information on the latest giveaway for the holidays. Okay, but let's get right into it. It's time to tap the brakes. The letter was written to President Biden by 3,900 car dealerships, separate car dealerships. They all signed the letter. And what the letter states is that, you know, we admire you and we think that it's great that you want to have EV cars, but the world is not ready for this by 2032. And to put the demands on customers when we have so much inventory and cars are not selling, we have a problem. We need to soften the blow. Now, this letter is, I mean, it is so great. And the letter's included, the original story's included, but, you know, battery electric vehicles, you know, we need to slow this down. Currently, think about this. There are many excellent battery electric vehicles on the market that are not selling right now. And to sit there and to mandate and make everybody sell these cars is way too much. And, you know, the car industry, guys, is pretty simple, okay? You know, people either do it by budget, they do it by the car that they want, they do it because they want a fast car, they want an elegant car, but most people do it based on finances. You know, 95% of them do that. And what they're saying is that most of these people cannot afford these cars. Most of these people cannot afford the maintenance, but the dealerships have inventory that is going through the roof and that they just cannot deal with. You know, last year there was a lot of hope about the electric vehicles and the early adopters formed an initial line and they were ready to buy, people were ready to buy these vehicles. But in today's market, things have slowed dramatically. And they want a change. While the goals and the regulations are admirable, to require customer acceptance, we need to look at reality. And the reality is, it's become more apparent that these vehicles are not selling and the entire marketplace is not ready for this yet. Wow. Okay? You know, think about this. Hey, we're going to write one letter. We're all going to sign it. This is the crazy thing about this, is that there's a PDF included with all the dealerships of everybody that signed this thing. So these people are done. They don't want to sell the electric cars right now. So, you know, some customers are in the market for electric vehicles, and we are thrilled to sell them to them. But the majority of the customers are simply not ready to make the change. They are concerned that EVs are being unaffordable, and many do not have the garages or the charging capabilities. Some have long daily commutes and don't have the extra time for the battery charging. Truck buyers are especially put off by the dramatic loss in range when towing. You mean working, using a truck for what it was intended for? Now, this is great. Many of these challenges can and will be addressed from manufacturers down the road, down the road. But to sit there and say it's got to be done within the next few years, you know, and then, you know, Mr. Biden, it's time to tap the brakes on the unrealistic government demands of EV cars. This is great, guys. But, you know, we are supposed to see the Tesla Cybertruck finally get delivered in the next day, okay? And I spent a tremendous amount of time at the Apple store in the last 24 hours getting one phone fixed, one phone replaced, and just a mess. But I met a tech guy who was on TikTok, and he was sitting there telling me how, Dan, I've seen the Cybertruck. And they stopped bringing it out for what you talked about on your last video, which was the problems with the way the car looked. Now, here's a nerd. Here's a tech nerd who's not a car guy, doesn't fix cars, doesn't do anything. But when he sits there and sees gaps in the doors and gaps in the molding and just says, this thing looks awful. And you guys understand, they bring these cars out to show them, to give people an example of what is fantastic and what's coming, and don't you want this? Like they did with the Charger and they did with Dodge Ram trucks that were just overpriced and huge. So they did that to make it huge. But Guys, I'm at South Coast Plaza, and every year we walk down and we see the big Christmas tree. So it's very festive. This is by the Performing Arts Center. It's really nice, and they have it's by the hotels and the restaurants and stuff. And I bring extra lights out just to light it up. But this is the problem with this, guys, is that you're going to see the fact that these cars are going to be an issue. And, you know, and then I don't know if you guys heard about Elon Musk. Elon Musk was at a tech conference and lost it, used a bad word to tell people where they could go and what they could do to themselves, and used a bad word. And it's crazy. And I'll have the link below for you on that one. But the crazy thing about this was he was like, hey, what do you think about, you know, with the advertisers? What do you think about this and that? And he was like, you know, they can go and do something to themselves. It was crazy. So absolutely nuts. But again, it's festive to see the tree. It's nice. Every year we do this, guys. It's how we start off the holiday season. I love the lights. I love Christmas time. Last year, I only did this one time. And because my late girlfriend was so sick during this time, we were at this time last year, we were knee deep in it. I had the nurses at the house, and we're taking turns. And we had 24-hour shifts at the house and taking care of her. And I don't regret any of that, but I love the holidays. And in memory of her, there's a lot of things that we did this year to do this in her honor, and I think that's great. But I just love this. And as a kid, this was always a big deal. And this tree seemed like, you know, it's very tall, but it just seemed monstrous when I was a child. So hope you guys enjoy stuff like this. Now shopping, guys. Shopping was a real big deal over Thanksgiving weekend, because $38 billion was spent over the entire weekend as a cumulative number, which was nice. And then you add Cyber Monday to that, and there was $12 million in Cyber Monday. And that was a big deal. People really liked that. But again, it was up 7.5%. It's the greatest Christmas ever. The economy is back. People are rip-roaring. It is not. I defy you to tell anybody. Tell me who's doing better right now. Seriously. Seriously. I have a woman that I've quoted on this channel. I'm not kidding you. 12 times. Okay. This is the first time she wrote me and said, don't use my name. Okay. But she works at an inbound call center. In other words, people call to buy things. Okay. This is the busiest time of the year. For her products, okay? Not this year. They're cutting back. In fact, she sent me the email, which I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to send this, because someone's going to know, hey, that's us. You know, so I'm not going to show you the email. But the email was, hey, who wants to leave at 1 o'clock today? Let me know if anybody wants to leave at 1 o'clock today, because things are so bad. Now, this is the inbound calls. These are the people, hey, we want to buy X, okay? So this is awful, guys. This is the sign of the times. The company's not a bad company. It's not, oh, well, they just don't know what they're doing, Dan. No, 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 no. This is how bad things are right now. Things are upside down and completely chaotic, and they're not, you know, they're not working right now. And she said, Dan, well, you know, I'm going to leave at 2 o'clock today because of this. So everyone I've talked to, everyone, not one soul that I have talked to has told me that they're doing better this year than last year, other than the people that sell the negative, people that are the foreclosure people, people that are doing divorces, people that are doing repossessions of cars flying off the shelves. The problem with it is that so many cars are getting repossessed that they're being just left places, okay? And that they're looking for lots. Here in Southern California, there used to be people would rent extra space for cars to be sold. Like, hey, we've got such inventory, we're going to sell the cars. No, you heard the story about the car lots. These guys are doomed right now. And now the repo lots, they've got so many cars that are not selling that they've got a repo problem. The next thing is Spirit Airlines. And I love this one. Read the article below, because they're offering early buyouts, salaried buyouts for employees. And the idea is this is going to save us a ton of money because things are seasonally light right now. I'm like, who are you kidding? This is the holidays. You guys, Spirit Airlines, which I flew, and I'm telling you, if I live a week, a month, or to be 100 like Henry Kissinger, I'm telling you, I don't want to ever fly Spirit Airlines again, ever, with how bad the experience was. I flew Frontier, and I thought, gosh, this is the worst airline I've ever flown on. Then I flew on Spirit. And again, you too, hey, sponsors, you too can get this exciting demographic for your product line. Contact me today, okay? I've got an agent. He'll deal with you. Anyways, it's insane, guys. Things are not good right now, and people are not doing well. And things are, like, unseasonably slow. No, things are awful right now because certain travel's good, certain things are not. But people, man, they are not going to these stores. They're not spending money at restaurants. They're cutting back. You know, tell me you're spending more money this year. Oh, damn, we're going to spend 15% more. I know more people that say, you know, we're going back to basics. We're going back to the family. We're going to go back to support each other and be kind to each other. That's what we're going to do. The EV story at the beginning of this video could not have come out at a worse time, because Consumer Reports just came out with their EV issue to talk about how, hey, listen, EV cars are less reliable than gasoline cars. And I'm telling you, I grew up, you know, and my friends' parents were, I'm telling you, they would not buy anything if it was not listed in Consumer Affairs. And they swore by it, but it got me into reading it as a teenager and as a young adult. I'm like, it kind of makes sense because they're just reviewing things. It doesn't seem that biased. And there's no ads here. You know, nobody's buying, you know, Ford's not buying, you know, an EV ad in Consumer Affairs. So, I mean, kind of fascinating when you think about that. So, you know, a couple things people wrote in. Donna tried to fight her smart meter in Pennsylvania and ended up suing, you know, saying, I'm not going to do it. She lost the lawsuit. They made her have a smart meter on her house. And she says, Dan, you know, I am totally against this. And I agree with you that they can just shut us off anytime they want. That's horrible. Derek wrote in about two things that was great. And the first thing was he went to his small town bank and they were having trouble with the computers. Who wants a cash deposit? Well, just come in this room and give me the cash. We'll put it in the box and give you a receipt, handwritten receipt. Okay? How safe is that? Derek's like, pass. I'm not going to do that. It's 1972 or something. So he passed on that. And the other thing he said, that the other thing I got in trouble for was I bought a gas can to, you know, put gas, you know, in a vehicle that had run out. And it was $33 for the gas can. And he was like, oh my gosh. And the guy was perturbed that he got upset that it was $33 for a gas can, which I think is outrageous, guys. I really do. So nothing surprises me anymore. The Cessna maker, Textron, they're going to lay off another 725 people. So you guys need to step up and buy more planes. Okay? Come on. What kind of family are you? Listen, honey, it's the holidays. I'm going to step up and get us a plane for Christmas. Now, I was going to originally title this video about doom spending. People have accepted how bad things are, and people are accepting the fact that they're going to lose everything and that this may be it. And that, in other words, they may go bankrupt. They may lose the house. They may lose their apartment, have to live with friends. So why not do some doom spending? Doom spending is when you go out and you max out the credit cards, buy whatever you want. You know, I look hot in that dress. I'm going to go get that. And I do. So I bought the dress. Anyways, you know what I mean? People, doom spending, just going for it. Okay. I don't recommend this. I think that this is, get yourself out of these problems, because the money problems are the worst, okay? But people are doom spending. Read the CNBC article about this, because it's crazy. People are trying to make it like it's no big deal because of how bad things are. But you're being told how great things are, and we all know that they're not good. So tell me what you think about this. Now, this time of the year, one thing that I love, guys, I love the holiday lights and everything like that. If you have a street or anybody in Southern California, there's slowly, this year it's kind of dragging on people getting them stuff set up. There's big streets and that normally are already set up right now and they're not. But few houses that are nice. I'll show you in this video. I'll show you my favorite house too that I love to stop at. And like when I get off the freeway and stuff, I love to pull up in front of this house and just do emails and just watch this house because of the videos and stuff. And I'll show it to you. I'll end the video with that. But if you have a street, anything you want to send me, let me know, okay? And I'll try to get some video of it for everybody, okay? But hope you enjoy this so far. And tell me, are you going to do some doom spending? Okay, let me know. It's nice to see people decorate their houses and get into the holiday spirit. But one thing is crystal clear, man, oh man, is that there's a lot less houses. And you can sit there and say, hey, it's still November, it's not December yet. But normally there's like streets that have 20 and 30 houses decorated, and you'll drive down there and there'll be two. So it'll be interesting to see if this changes over the course of the next couple of weeks or so. Even by, I would say by next week, we'll see if these people are going to get into the spirit and do this. I think people are cutting back. And that leads to my next story, which is Jamie Dimon steps forward and says people need to be prepared for a recession. He's in New York City at the New York Times Book Club event that Elon Musk was speaking at and other people. And he said, you know, we've got a real problem. We've got, you know, I love these economic headwinds and problems that people have with inflation. Okay, thank you, Mr. Dimon. But good old Jamie Dimon thinks that we have real problems coming and that people are experiencing inflation, and that's going to be the thing that's going to kill families and put people out of business. He's absolutely right, but it's nice to have him finally admit that. Now, next thing is I talked last week about the next stimulus check. Is there going to be one? Now, the IRS steps forward and says, please understand, there will not be a fourth stimulus check. We're done with stimulus checks. There has been all this talk online about even a specific date in December when everybody's going to get their money. And the IRS says that's absolutely not true. And it's just what I reported last week. The only thing that's left, if you did not get the second and third stimulus check, you are entitled to that. You can file for rebate recovery and you can add it on to your tax bill. It's also a recoverable, you know, a tax refund. So if you haven't gotten the, you know, if even if you don't owe taxes or you don't normally file a return, you can still get this. But there's not going to be a fourth stimulus check. That's etched in stone. Now, the one thing that I love is that Bloomberg did a story about the squeeze of inflation and how bad it is. And I just want to read some of these figures to you. You know, and they went all over the map. So these are all over the place. Indoor plants up 21%. Natural gas is up 29%. Electricity is up 25%. And major appliances are up 12%. Water and sewage that we pay every month is up 16%. Rent is up 20%, which we've all experienced that. And restaurant food is up 24%, which everything's gone up. We've had to pay this. Pets have gone up 17%. Groceries, 25%. Your car insurance, 35%. You know, this is what people don't want to deal with. People don't want to hear these figures and have them be real. But this is a great article from Bloomberg because it just covers groceries and coffee's up 23% in the last 2 years. You've got, you know, housing up 28%. You know, it's outrageous. Okay. It's just one thing after another. Now, a couple other things to end this video that are kind of wild is that in New York, in at the hotel New York in Las Vegas, a lot of people have said that the skyline looks so real and that they tried to dramatically copy New York. Now, I've stayed at this hotel and I did it one time, couldn't stand it. There were over 2,000 rooms. And of course, my son's, our room, you know, we had to walk a mile to get to it. It was dreadful to leave the room because it was so far away. But think about this. They wanted to have a postage stamp that symbolized the Statue of Liberty. Somebody took a picture of the New York, Statue of Liberty, the fake one, and that made it on the stamp. Well, the artist that did that, Robert Davidson, said, wait a second. That's my design. You can't do this. You can't use that. So he sued the U.S. Postal Service and got $3.5 million. Isn't that great? I mean, that's crazy. And final story is a restaurant. A woman goes to it, Allison Cozy, who wasn't very cozy, ate at a restaurant. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. Chopped was the name of the restaurant. Chopt. She found a finger in her salad, okay, at Chopped, okay? Not making this up. Rosie's even loving it. At Chopped, okay? So she didn't pay for two proteins. She just paid for one and had a finger in her salad. Now she's suing Chopped because there was a finger in her salad. Finger, extra protein. So anyways, kind of crazy, okay? Have you found anything weird in your salad? Please share it with us. Send us details at hello@iallegedly.com. Rosie's ripping my notes up for you guys. Please, guys, sign up for the email list. This is your last chance because the Christmas giveaway is going to be announced on the channel. And you guys don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss, you know, Christmas gifts and free stuff and fun stuff. Again, please like the video. Please subscribe to the channel. And don't forget, if you want to email me anything, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I hope you guys like the Christmas stuff. This is, again, I finished it with my favorite street, my favorite house, and I will talk to you guys very soon. Share me any places you want me to go see during the holidays. Thank you.